Welcome to Nushu Voices, online at nushuvoices.com. Like the ancient Nushu script, developed by literate Chinese women and hidden in their fans and clothing, Nushu Voices honors women's voices and preserves their secret stories.
Ellipse. I've been in Finland for a year, one loop around the sun, an ellipse, or maybe an ellipsis. When we arrived, I thought we could rest. When we arrived, I didn't think we would keep moving. Not seven times, no. From the Helsinki apartment in Punavuori, with a glassed-in balcony, and the sofa and tea lights and blankets, and the view of rust autumn leaves where I drank my morning coffee, to the Iso Omena apartment that was sold, Iso Omena, the Big Apple, Finland's Sherman Oaks Galleria, where teens smoke and swear by the Aleppo bikes, Perkele, 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 they say. I wasn't sad to leave. Who wants to live by the mall? To the red Drogsfjord cottage by the sea, where I marveled at yellow-green ribbons that danced across a canvas of ink, those northern lights. Where I watched the snow fall from a sauna window, where we turned the white lawn into choirs of angels. Where my daughter moved from bed to desk with the aid of the coffee I brought up the winding farmhouse-style stairs. Such a long commute to school, she sighed. To the Matinkula apartment, where building renovation made my ears ring, where daily walks beside the sea kept me sane, through the long wait for vaccination, through the long wait for residency. Can we stay or must we go, I wondered, for 7 long months. Through unanswered job applications, through rain and snow and sea ice, when the frozen sea became a continuation of the land, and Finns walked on water to the Temple of Poseidon, through the dark winter that would not release its grip, not even in April, into the heady melt of spring, when color cracked white winter's icy hand, green and red, purple and pink, yellow and blue, into the relief of acceptance, residency, oleskelupa, uppehållstillstånd, into the pain of separation, when my partner took the only job offered in California and left before the snow melted and silence echoed louder than the din of construction, into summer, when tough construction dudes in neon set out birch branches for Johannes and a pretty pink Marimekko tablecloth, and I walked alone to admire the sun that barely set on the longest, most magical day of the year. So, to California? Because I told him I would try it, because a Cali core dangled a job when none in Finland had, and I mulled departure, an amputation of a mother from her children. Impossible. So I lingered, because I couldn't leave them, because the light was back all day long, and no one cut the dandelions down, or the forget-me-nots, or the fireweed, daisies, and harebells, the water lily, yellow iris, and the grand dam, the lily of the valley, Finland's national bloom. Thrive here, the wildflowers whispered. Nature is on steroids in Finland, my daughter said. And my son and daughter and I swam in the warm sea and ate cardamom-infused pulla. Americans love korva pusti, I am told. To the U.S., where a return became a visit to the dearest of old friends and family, where laughter rang and loneliness vanished, where the Grand Pacific crooned a siren song with the wash of each wave, and I remembered how much I loved the sight of Mount Rainier at sunset, where I jetted between states, where I saw pillars of smoke as high as the wing of the plane, and I thought, cause and effect, where the homeless slept under bridges, where I could no longer walk where I wanted because each of the cardinal directions was no longer safe, where catalytic converters were stolen and Dove soap was under lock and key at the grocery. So to Finland again, like a boomerang, where the sky was cornflower blue and the air so sweet I gulped, ravenous after smoky western skies, where construction had torn our balcony down and the windows were covered in plastic wrap and could not be opened. So to Röperi again, to a view of an oxidized church steeple and rainbows over a park where children play and pensioners talk on benches, safely, to where my sweetheart has returned, but I do not know if he will stay, and I eat pulla on another balcony with my children. I sometimes wake in the tender hours before dawn, and I wonder, where am I? I am here, where I have everything I need, and maybe more.
Thanks for listening to Nushu Voices. If you like Nushu Voices, please support it with a donation of your choice at nushuvoices.com/donate. If you have a story you'd like to share, please go to nushuvoices.com/submit. Thanks for listening.